Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report live podcast for Wednesday the 15th of June. This is our very first live from the pub podcast, Dom.
Yes, although we're currently not in the pub. We're in the studio.
Yes.
Talking about going to the pub, which we did last night, yes. Charles. Every Tuesday night, for those in Sydney, you can go and see us at the Harold Park Hotel now. And lots of people came out. Thank you so much, everyone who turned up.
Yes, we had a full room. It was quite
unexpected. Yes. I felt genuinely at risk of getting COVID again, Charles. I was uncomfortable.
Yes, it was a super spreader event. It was, but also, are you hungover this morning, Dom?
Just a little. Yes. Just a little, yeah. No, I mean, I stopped drinking earlier than some in the team, shall we say, as we will hear. The great thing is, as the week unfolds, so we do the whole week's records at the pub now, except for these little intro bits, and you'll be able to hear as the week goes on.
Yeah, us getting drunker and drunker.
Dustier. Today we're doing a news wrap, which, look, I prepared it as though it was a normal podcast. About 30 seconds into the chat, I was accused of being boring.
Yes.
But I guarantee that the making fun of me is at least more entertaining than the actual content about Donald Trump and all that sort of stuff. Plus, there was a soccer game which took place as well in this episode. So that was quite fun, really.
Yes, and also, if you want to get the full experience without any ads, you can go to Acast Plus. So you go to chaser.com.au/podcast.
Yes, and there's a link there to Acast Plus, which gives you two tiers. The first is just no ads. The second one is no ads and bonus content, which you'll want to do for just $9 a month because you get access to the Friday episode, Charles.
That's right, and that is a very special episode. It's subscriber only, and let's just say things got very, very loose. It's in the format of drunk Q&A. Craig hosted it this week. And
after a fashion, yes, he
just
did.
Have a listen to some of what went on.
Do you know, I will let you in on another behind-the-scenes secret. On the run sheet for this evening, it said in the break, the drink break, everyone gets one drink on the panel. And that's, I'm glad to see that that's been adhered to.
Oh, that's right. We were meant to be drunk, but we were drunk earlier, so it didn't make any difference. Okay, I want Irfan to come up here. This is a very good question. Read this one out.
First of all, my name is pronounced Irfan. Why am I the only non-white person in the room?
Which is
another way of asking, why do I feel like I'm at Legal Aid New South Wales?
Very good question.
Good fucking question.
I intentionally mispronounced your name there just to really bring the point home. I'd like to say, welcome to podcasts. The whitest thing on earth. Yeah, that's a good question. Can I have the answer? Panel?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't subscribe.
Why are we charging $9? We should charge hundreds if it's going to destroy our careers.
Anyway, let's get on with the episode. Well, let's first of all go to an ad break and then we'll be straight into
the pub. In tonight's episode, Charles Firth and I, Dom Knight, will be there along with Craig Rucastle and Gabby Bolt.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Welcome to the Chase Report live from the Harold Park Hotel for Wednesday the 15th of June. Give yourselves a round of applause, live audience. Hey.
And doesn't it feel good to be here on Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Every night of the week we're here. And we're going to start by taking a look at what's happening in the United States with the committee investigating the January the 6th insurrection. And they've got a very hard task over there, that committee. They've got to convince people that an obvious coup took place, as it definitely did when most Republican voters no longer believe in facts. And it is very difficult when people are resistant to facts. It's a bit like trying to convince ABC executives to axe Q&A just because no one likes or watches Q&A anymore. It's a very, very tough sell.
Has a bigger audience than this show.
True story. So they've interviewed lots of key Trump players, and we've got the audio here. Bearing in mind these are people who actually were corrupt and or idiotic enough to want to serve in the white supremacist house, let's see what they had to say. We'll start with former Attorney General Bill Barr. And the commission asked him what he thought of Trump's claims of election fraud. I'm going to ask our panel to try and complete the sentence. Here's the first clip.
Okay. Oh. The idea of saying the election was stolen and putting out this stuff, which I told the president was...
He told the president the idea the election was stolen was...
Very good idea.
was a load of horse shit or something?
Yes!
Bullshit.
It was bullshit.
Wow. Oh.
Different animals.
I think I like this particular approach where you... If somebody gets it right, you don't let the other person get it wrong.
Oh, no, Craig. No, I'm fine with it. I had
yeah,
nothing.
You're fine. Yeah.
Nothing going on in this noggin tonight. Absolutely.
So his bullshit detector works, which is a little bit surprising given everything else he did in the Trump White House. And awkwardly, they even played testimony from Ivanka, who was placed in a very
awkward... Which one's Ivanka?
The daughter, the first
Not
daughter.
Not the wife.
Not the wife.
The lines are a bit blurry.
I get confused. Okay.
Yeah, if there was Ivanka...
I think, to be fair, I get confused, but so does Donald.
He does, that's right. So, a little bit awkward given she was the favourite daughter, and she said... I respect Attorney General Barr, so I...
will be selling all of my shoes at Nordstrom. That's an in joke. Doesn't matter. It's fine.
I saw this interview, but it's so boring.
It's going to be a long segment later.
If only they thought about the entertainment value of the
trial. I just meant her interview. I agreed with him. I don't know.
So I threw my dad under the bus? I don't know.
Yep, she threw her dad under the bus.
Accepted what he was saying.
She accepted what he was saying.
I'm sure that's what she said on the day.
Yeah. Under oath, yeah. So Donald Trump responded in the most obscure media outlet in the universe, his own social network, Truth Social.
Oh my God, I thought he's on the Chaser Report.
So here's a newsreader outlining what he had to say about Ivanka.
Here's how the former president reacted today on his social network, quoting now, Ivanka Trump was...
Ooh. Ivanka Trump, what did he say about his daughter?
Very, very hot.
Yeah.
I got one joke for this section.
That's the correct answer.
To be fair, that's the toned-down version. He would have said fuckable.
Dude, is that what he said, though?
His words.
That was one of the most awkward interviews I've ever seen. He did not say that, by the way.
The 80s is fucked. So glad I wasn't alive.
Charles, you got to get right.
What? Oh, no. We're just going to go to the grab. I don't have anything.
Not involved in looking at or studying election results.
She'd long since checked out, he went on to say. So there you go.
After years of him checking
her out, it was nice that it went the other way for once.
Fucking hell. Good tone for the night, guys.
Yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. And he went on to say about Attorney General Barr, this is what he had to say. I don't want you to guess what he said. He's the first half.
And it was, in my opinion, only trying to be respectful to Bill Barr and his position as Attorney General.
So Ivanka was only trying to respect mm-hmm. Bill Barr, of whom he went on to say, this is Trump. What did he say
Trump
about Bill Barr?
Trump went on to say about Bill Barr. I love
your music. Piano Man is my favorite song.
I'm confused.
Like a traitor to America or something, or like it'll be something like that one.
I totally did not realize I was coming on Planet America.
a boring version of Planet America.
Why did Chaz lose all his hair?
He sucked.
All right. Okay. There you
go. That's a respectful way to treat people.
All right. So the final thing I want to ask you here. Today he released a 12-page document, Trump, slamming the committee and saying that the whole thing was created to detract from a much larger and more important truth than the fact that a mob that he created stormed the Capitol. What was the more important truth that the Democrats were trying to distract from?
That his hair was real?
Don't look at me.
I don't know, is this an exam? Yeah. Usually when they do these
answer?
Quizzes, you cheat and you give the questions beforehand so that we can come up with witty answers.
And that's how you win the week, ladies and gentlemen.
No, in actual fact, we don't.
No, the bigger project was like that there was going to be another season of The Apprentice.
It was that the 2020 election was stolen and rigged because, of course, it was.
Oh, right, yes. Oh.
But that's the same question. That's final the same issue.
Final question.
He didn't say it was A. He said it was A. Have you not a fucking quiz works?
It's 12 pages of this document.
That's literally that document. Is just what
Craig,
you said,
Craig. It's a comedy podcast.
I know, but it has to be accurate. It's hard.
It also has to be funny.
Of all the sort of headings he put in the document, right, to try and explain why the election was, He had this whole scheme about why it was stolen.
I think by now you realize none of us have read it, right?
And what was the most surprising heading in the document to try and justify losing the election?
Was it Comic Sans? Really
was it? Was it A, losing with dignity? Was it B, accepting the people's verdict? C, alien involvement in January the 6th? Or D, the math?
C.
It's got to be alien. Yeah, I'm
C.
with Gabby.
It has to be.
It's alien involvement.
I just don't understand why you've only figured out multiple choice at this part of the quiz. Which would have solved all of the fucking problems in the first part of the quiz.
Craig, how did your HSC go? I'm curious.
I only did the multiple choice ones.
It was the maths, and this is so his claim, the reason why the election was stolen, was because 2,000 vote mules in a coordinated program dropped 5 ballots per box in a 38 ballot boxes each for a total of 380,000 extra fake votes for Joe Biden. That is why Donald Trump really won the election.
And that's why the Libs lost as
I've never believed this before, but now that Don puts this to me on his back, I've come around. Yeah. Who wants to storm the Capitol? A lot of people putting their hands up to storm the Capitol because they fucking listened earlier.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. Less news, less often.
So the next thing we wanted to do is let's go to the soccer, shall we?
Okay, let's go to the soccer.
So we're going to do amazing news happened this morning, as we mentioned in the warm-up. Australia are going to the World Cup. How good is that?
Hey.
And did anyone watch the game? Was anyone up bright and early?
No one.
Because you're out tonight.
I would not have thought so. Like, if you were up at 3:45 this morning, do you think you're at a podcast right now late at night?
Yeah, no. That'd
be a stellar effort, I got to say.
No, but I was up. I got up and watched it. And the end was...
Good for you.
The end was...
Yeah, but to be fair, you don't have a job, so you slept all day. These people have jobs.
The end was quite bizarre. So they put this guy called Andrew Redmayne in goal. I don't know. Did you see the clip of this? It was absolutely bizarre. So Matt Ryan's the captain of the Socceroos. He's the goalkeeper. He's played every minute of the whole campaign so far. And in the end, they put this guy who basically danced in goal. He looked like a cross between a bikey boss and a youth pastor. And he's the only person I've ever seen who's a worse dancer than me.
He would jump on the line like...
He would, please, yeah, do an interpretive dance.
That's great. You know,
like visual yeah. medium.
For the people listening at home, Craig stood up and did a little wavy dance.
Did a half-ass thing because I knew they couldn't see.
Yeah.
And he actually ended up bizarrely saving the key goal in getting Australia to the World Cup. It's incredibly unlikely.
You know, the bad thing about this, though, is that it's distracted from, like, it's great that he won it and he saved that goal. But I feel like it has slightly distracted from the other miracle of this, which has not been talked about at all today, which is that 5 Socceroos people kicked the goal in the thing. So that's like no one's talking about
it. 5 of them in a row got penalties.
There's
the first
5 dudes that got the penalties, and then no one fucking cares at all.
No, because of this weird dancing guy.
Yeah.
So what I thought, it struck me as, you know, perhaps not entirely sporting to send this guy out to kind of cheat just a little bit with the dancing. But it worked very well because of the mental intimidation. So what I thought we would do is demonstrate how well mental intimidation works to cheat your way into a World Cup. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a recreation right here on the stage. I've brought a very special soccer ball.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes, a visual gag. Yeah.
Gabby, you will be commentating so that this becomes the words become pictures in the minds of the listeners.
Literally, like, you know when you turn on like English captions with like object commentary on the movie?
Yeah.
That's me right now.
Yeah, so Gabby's commentating. This is my daughter's favourite Frozen 2 ball, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah. So Dom is holding up a ball.
I'm holding up a ball.
Listeners at home.
So
Tom is holding up a frozen ball.
A frozen to the Zelsa
not
and
frozen
Anna.
As in the verb, frozen yeah, yeah. as in oh, the yeah. brand. Just you got to be clear, guys. Oh.
So what we're going to do is Craig
this is
the master.
TV. It's so much fucking easier. You just got pictures.
As you saw during my segment, Craig is the master of mental intimidation in the chaser. So we're going to put him in goal.
Goal. Okay, you're in goal.
So Charlie's in goal.
Where's the goal? Where's the goal?
So the goal is where Gabby's sitting. So if you get out of the way.
Of course it is. Fucking Jesus.
We don't want to break the
screen.
Am
I getting up?
I'm entirely. I'm not convinced that my microphone actually goes through.
Your goal is
a lot of pre-prep on this.
Well, I don't.
What's happening?
Do we need audio for a podcast? Like you can just put your microphone down, Craig.
Craig needs the microphone.
Can I say why I'm glad to be in the goal? Because I played over 35 soccer on the weekend. I know, calm down, people.
You are so cool. So
and Gabby, I at least missed five goals of the weekend, so I'm only going in the goal at this point.
So
where's the edge of the goal?
This like, so that whole area where you are.
The whole fucking area. It's giant.
So Charles can try and score, but you have to
so I have
dance,
to mentally intimidate him.
Dance
Charles.
And mentally intimidate. So just maybe comments about
you're
Charles.
You're a bald fool and always have been. Hang on a second.
Dom is literally...
That didn't work at all. He just scored the goal. Was there not enough
don't
dancing?
Aggravate them.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Try again.
Okay, yeah.
Right, you're supposed again. To dance, Craig.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got to dance.
Right.
How's
do what Andrew did. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I'm now dead.
Okay. Oh, my God, I'm so intimidated. I can't possibly.
I know.
What is...
Oh, nice.
I saved it.
The ball bounced three times, hit someone in the audience.
Okay,
we're going to have a lawsuit.
Let's try again. Your children are here tonight.
So have we got any insurance
Charles,
for this?
Charles.
Sorry.
No, we don't. This is an insider. Take Australia to the World Cup. Okay. Charles Firth.
Charles.
So if I get this,
your children
we're going
in the audience tonight.
Some cheese, please, from the audience. Ready? You got to dance.
Great. Well, the complete rearrangement of the room and the one cheer was totally worth setting
There's
up all the
There's a Mexican
changes.
Wave going across the room. It's amazing.
To be fair to Dom, no one predicted Charles would be great shot at goal.
I'm Scottish.
The fuck is that?
Congratulations to Charles on achieving the exact level between sobriety and being lying on the floor catatonic. There's a drunk Q&A coming up, by the way, for the first subscribers only. So there you go. That's your news wrap, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So don't forget, if you want this with no ads and to get the bonus content that we put out on Fridays, chaser.com.au/podcast. You can subscribe there. It's only $9 a month. It's not that much. It's for our dignity.
Yes, and tomorrow I'll be running a news quiz live from the pub, so make sure you listen to that.
Yeah, it's full of interesting facts which weren't entirely appropriate in the room. But nevertheless, I found them interesting in hindsight. We'll catch you then. Our gears from Rode Microphones, we're part of the Acast Creator Network, and we'll be here again tomorrow from the pub.